This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. An audit released today finds that the Missouri Department of Revenue broke state law with its now defunct policy of scanning documents of driver's license and concealed carry applicants. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
State Auditor Tom Schweik says DOR broke the law by not notifying applicants about the new scanning policy, which began last December and ended in July when Governor Jay Nixon signed a new state law that banned scanning the documents. But Schweik also says notifying applicants would have violated the 2009 state law that bars implementing the Federal Real ID Act in Missouri, meaning that the state agency would have broken the law either way. The audit also states that the Missouri Highway Patrol did not break any law when it shared the state's list of concealed carry weapons holders with a federal investigator, while at the same time stating that revenue officials lacked the authority to compile the list. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A veterans treatment court is now up and running for Missouri's 13th Circuit, which includes Boone and Callaway counties. The Veterans United Foundation has given $100,000 to operate the court, which deals only with cases involving veterans. Clayton Van Nerden is the court's administrator. He says having a single court for veterans will give them the opportunity to undergo treatment programs with other veterans.
The goal was to create cohesion between all the participants as they all share same backgrounds, all share same trainings, and a lot of them share same experiences, either combat or non-combat situations.
Van Nerden says the system is structured similarly to drug courts and that treatments take place at Columbia's VA hospital. He says the court anticipated 15 cases this year, but it has already seen 10 since starting about 6 weeks ago. A new city task force on violence will meet for the second time this week. The group was put together by Mayor Bob McDavid and is looking at ways to reduce violence in Columbia. KBIA's Kate Grumpke has this report.
The 13 members of the Mayor's Task Force on Violence come from a variety of backgrounds and represent different groups in Columbia. Members include business owners, a representative from the NAACP, community activists, a retired police officer, and a juvenile officer. The task force will meet every 2 weeks. During the first meeting on August 28th, the group decided to do research before the second meeting. Laura Nausser is a city council member and a co-chair of the task force.
I envision us, looking at some of that research and data, what other communities have done, and taking those programs and ideas and kind of molding them to our community and our community demographics.
Nausser says the group was disappointed at the community turnout at the first meeting and hopes more people will come to the next meeting on Wednesday. The task force is supposed to make recommendations for possible solutions to the city council by November 2014. Kate Grumpke, KBIA News.
Two former top St. Louis Parks officials will face federal sentencing now that they've admitted to stealing nearly $500,000 from the city since 2005. The city's chief park ranger, Dan Stritzel, and the deputy parks commissioner, Joseph Vaca, have each pleaded guilty to 3 counts of mail fraud involving the theft of roughly $465,000. Prosecutors say they spent the money on vehicles, paying off credit card debt, and other expenses. They each face up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines on each count. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.